الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن قبله كتاب موسى إماما ورحمة وهذا كتاب مصدق لسانا عربيا لينذر الذين ظلموا وبشرى للمحسنين إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى sent approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam for the guidance of mankind. Allah is the only true guide. He is Al-Hadi. He is the only true Al-Guide. He is the only true guide, Al-Hadi. And because He is the only true guide, we have been commanded by Him to continually ask Him for guidance. And we say in every rakat that we perform, Ihdina Siratal Mustaqeem. O Allah, guide us on the straight path. Keep us on the straight path. And in order for us to be guided on the straight path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us. Allah sends Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and He reveals His guidance upon them. And through that guidance, Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam guide us. So whatever is revealed to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam is a source of guidance. So this is the first quality of every wahy. This is the first quality of all the books revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guidance. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Quran is a source of guidance, huda. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. The Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan as a source of guidance. وَمِنْ قَبْلِهِ كِتَابُ مُوسَى إِمَامًا. The kitab that was revealed to Musa alayhi salatu was salam, the Tawrat, it was sent as an imam. An imam guides us. In our salat, imam is the guide and we follow the imam. When the imam says Allahu Akbar, we commence our salat. When he says Allahu Akbar, we go into ruku. When he says Sami Allahu liman hamida, we get up from our ruku. We blindly follow the imam in our salat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ قَبْلِهِ كِتَابُ مُوسَى إِمَامًا. That the book Tawrat revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was an imam. Imam means it was a source of guidance. It was something that the people followed. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِزَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى. Quran, source of guidance. So this is the quality of every book revealed before the Quran. And it is the quality of the Quran also. It is the quality of every wahy, every revelation revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is a source of guidance. And the second quality of every revelation revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rahmah, mercy. So anything revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing but guidance. And it is nothing but rahmah. It is hidayah and rahmah. Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'atkum maw'izatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur wa hudan wa rahmah. This Quran is hidayah and it is rahmah. Wa min qablihi kitabu Musa imaman wa rahmah. The Torah revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is imam and rahmah, guide and rahmah. So anything revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guidance. Anything revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rahmah. So the Quran from بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين until one nas is nothing but rahmah. It is nothing but mercy. Because the one who revealed this Quran and the one who revealed books before the Quran is Rahman and Rahim. The most beneficent, the most merciful. And one who is the most beneficent and the most merciful cannot reveal anything that is not a source of mercy. If a person says regarding another person that this person is very, very kind, This person is very, very affectionate. This person is very, very loving. This person is very, very merciful. This person is very, very compassionate. After saying all these things, he cannot say, but he oppresses me. It's against logic. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman and he is Rahim. Then everything he does and everything he says has to be Rahmah. It cannot be anything besides Rahmah. It's possible that we, as weak humans, may not be able to comprehend that mercy. But whatever Allah says, whatever Allah does, whatever Allah commands is nothing but mercy. It is Rahmah, Rahmah, Rahmah. Because he is Rahman. Because he is Rahim. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. After mentioning his name Allah, the very first attribute that he mentions is Ar-Rahman and thereafter Ar-Rahim. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس. Even in the Asma'i Husna, after the name of Allah, the very first name that we find is Ar-Rahman and thereafter Ar-Rahim. We do not find the word Al-Qadir. We do not find the word Al-Qahhar. We do not find the word Al-Aziz. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah is compassionate. He is merciful. He is mercy. He is mercy. Whatever he reveals is mercy. Rahmah. He says in Hadith Qudsi, Inna Rahmati Sabakat Ghadabi. My rahmah surpasses my anger. My rahmah, my mercy surpasses my anger. When I become angry, and when he says when I become angry, when I become unhappy. So when I become unhappy, because my servants disobey me, then every senior will teach his junior a lesson. Every senior will reprimand his junior. We also reprimand our children when we become unhappy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when I become unhappy and when I reprimand my servants, when I teach them a lesson, then I only reprimand those who have made a mistake. I only reprimand those who have made a mistake. But when I shower my mercies upon those who have done good, then I shower my mercy upon those who have done good and also upon those who disobey me. So my rahmah is very vast. Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. My rahmah will always surpass my anger. When I reprimand, when I punish, then I pick and choose who is the guilty one. But when I shower my mercy, when I send down rain, then I don't pick and choose. I send rain down upon everybody. There is a household And in that household, there is one person who is obedient to me and there are nine people who are disobedient to me. When I send my mercy in the form of food and drink upon this one person who is obedient to me, I don't pick and choose. I feed all 10 of them the same food. So my mercy is all encompassing. And when I reprimand my servants, this is also mercy. Which person with an average level of intellect will say that detention in school or detention in madrasa is cruelty? Who will say that? It is mercy. It is rahmah. Detention is rahmah. It is mercy. Because as a result of this detention, which seems cruel, which is seen as a punishment, as a result of this punishment, as a result of this cruelty, if you want to call it cruelty, if you want to call it punishment, as a result of this punishment, as a result of this cruelty, the student will mend his ways and he will progress in his education. So as a result of this detention, we are securing the future of the student. And this very student who is at this moment saying, my teacher is cruel, my teacher always punishes me, after he progresses, after 10 years, 20 years, he will say that my teacher was very affectionate. He had feeling for me. He had feeling for me. That's why out of school hours, out of madrasa hours, he would remain with me for an extra half an hour, 1 hour for my future, not for his future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing but mercy. He is all merciful, all merciful. When he reprimands or when he punishes, it is like a detention. When he talks about the disobedient servants of his, he uses the word inzar. Inzar, I warn those people who disobey me. I warn those people who disobey me. And what is the meaning of inzar in the Arabic language? Inzar, the word inzar in the Arabic language, what does it mean? Word to word translation is لَيُنْذِرَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this book so that he may warn those people who disobey him. He has revealed this book so that he may warn those people who disobey him. وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُحْسِنِينَ. And he has revealed this book as a source of glad tidings for those people who obey him. So it is a source of glad tidings for those people who obey him. Alhamdulillah. Glad tidings is a mercy. But warning is not a mercy. Warning is not a mercy. Warning is frightening somebody, creating terror and fear in somebody. That is inzar. But no. Inzar does not mean to warn. That is the closest we can get to in the English language. Inzar means to warn somebody with a lot of concern. It's like somebody who is blind and he is walking towards a ditch, a very deep hole, and you are not near him. You are 500, 1000 yards away from him, and you know that you will not be able to hold him by his arms and stop him. So at that moment you start screaming and shouting at him. Stop, stop, don't walk, stop. This is called inzar. You warn somebody with a lot of concern. You try to save somebody from harm. So Allah says that I have revealed this book
to give glad tidings to those people who obey me, and to warn those people with a lot of concern who disobey me.
So Quran is mercy for those who believe and obey, and Quran is mercy for those people who disbelieve and who disobey. Mercy for both. The point I'm trying to emphasize, my friends, is that Quran has two qualities, and that quality belongs to every wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is guidance and rahmah. It is source of guidance and rahmah. So whenever we study the Quran, any verse that we come across, whether we are able to comprehend the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that verse or not, we as Muslims believe that it was revealed by Rahman, it was revealed by Rahim, so it must be full of mercy. We believe that, it is our belief. And then the Quran itself says, Quran, the kalam of Allah, that means Allah himself says, that I have sent the Quran as rahmah. I am Rahman, I am Rahim. And what I am sending is full of rahmah. So the person I have chosen to be in between me and you is also full of rahmah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana rahmatum muhtad. I have also been sent for two things. One is to guide you and one is to show you mercy. Ana rahmah, I am rahmah. Ana muhtad. I am a source of guidance for you all. So Allah is Hadi, Allah is Hadi, guide. Allah is Rahman and Rahim, full of mercy. And the Quran he has sent to us is also a source of guidance, source of rahmah. And the person he has chosen to convey this Quran to us is also rahmah and muhtad. So those people who will attach themselves to Rahman and Rahim, those people who will attach themselves to this Nabi who is Rahmah and Muhtad, and those people who will attach themselves to this revelation that is a source of Rahmah and source of Hidayah, will definitely be guided in this world and will acquire Rahmah in this world and also in the hereafter. Nineteen students of Madrasa Baytul Ilm have put the whole Quran to memory. Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke dino mein? Why should Islam not be distinguished amongst all the religions of the world? This is one of the great distinguishing factors of our deen, Islam. Why should Islam not be distinguished amongst all the religions of the world? Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke deenon mein? Islam is distinguished from amongst all the religions. Why? Because there the religion is in the books, and here the religion is in the hearts of young people, like these students of Madrasa Baytul Ilm. Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke deenon mein, wahan mazhab kitabon mein, yahan Quran seenon mein. This is one way or one part of attachment to this source of Hidayah and source of Rahmah. There are so many ways we can attach ourselves to this source of Rahmah, source of Hidayah. Hidayah comes first and then comes Rahmah. Hidayah comes first and then comes Rahmah. But Hidayah itself is Rahmah. So Rahmah comes first and then Hidayah and then Rahmah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy sent this source of Hidayah. Through this source of Hidayah.
So the source of hidayah has sent source of hidayah through the source of hidayah. Allah is Hadi, Quran is Hadi, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Hadi. So this was a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Har taraf teer gi thi, na thi roshni. Aap aaye to sabko mili roshni. There was darkness all over. Har taraf teer gi thi. There was darkness all over. The whole world was in the darkness of ignorance. Oppression all around, terror all around. No justice, no kindness, no compassion. The strong would overpower the weak. This was the state of the world. The weak had no rights. Everybody was fending for himself. Everybody had become selfish. Me, 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 me. Har taraf teer gi thi. There was darkness all over, throughout the world. Har taraf teer gi thi, na thi roshni. Aap aaye to sabko mili roshni. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you arrived, every person acquired light. Every person was able to see through that light what is wrong and what is right. Every person was able to distinguish between right and wrong. Bazme alam se rukhsat hui zulmatein. The darkness departed from this world. Bazme alam se rukhsat hui zulmatein. The darkness departed from this world. When? Jab hira se haveda hui roshni. When you descended from the cave of Hira with this rahma, with this guidance. So Quran was rahma because it was guidance. It was rahma because it was guidance. And when a person embraces this guidance, he believes in this guidance, he understands this guidance, and he follows this guidance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will envelope him in his mercy in this very world, as a result of which so many other people will benefit, and Allah will envelope in his mercy at the time of death, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, on the Pul Sirat, and forever and ever in Jannatul Firdaus. So it is a source of hidayat, my friends. It is a source of guidance. If we have 10 students from Madrasa Baitul Ilm going for Umrah for the very first time, and if Maulana Ismail Sahib was to choose a teacher from the Madrasa to accompany them, and if he was to say to the 10 students that he is your guide, he is a source of your guidance in this trip of Umrah. So from airport to airport, he is your guide. He is your guide. He is a source of guidance for you. What will these young students understand from that? Young minds, what will they understand? What they will understand is that we have to follow his guidance. We have to follow his instructions. Before doing anything, we have to ask him, is this correct or is it incorrect? Shall we do this or shall we not do this? Can we leave the hotel now? When shall we return? That is what they will understand. Guide. When we go on a tour and we have a touring guide, what do we understand? That we have to stick to this person all the time. Otherwise I will not be able to fully benefit from my holiday, from my tour. Guide. Quran is a source of guidance. What does it mean? Quran is guide. And when we say Quran is guide, that means we have to remain with the Quran all the time. When we wake up in the morning, we remain with, what does the Quran want me to do? When we are in the town center, what does the Quran want me to do? In any situation, Quran is our guide. What shall I do? Allah says it is guide for you. It is a source of guidance. So we need to stick to the Quran all the time. Not only when we are reciting the Quran. It is for this reason Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned virtues of those people who are connected to the Quran. And what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He says, Hamilul Quran. Hamilul Quran. Hamilul. When he mentions the virtues of those people associated to Quran, he does not use the word Hafizul Quran. Hafizul Quran is a Arabic word. Hafid. The one who has safeguarded and memorized the Quran. Hafid. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not say Hafidul Quran. No. He says Sahibul Quran. He says Hamilul Quran. He says Ahlul Quran. Ahlul Quran. The people of the Quran. Ahl. Ahlul Quran. In the Urdu language or the Arabic language, we will be called Ahle Bartaniya. Ahle Bartaniya. Those who are the residents of UK. Those who are connected to Britain day and night. Whose permanent abode is Britain. They are Ahle Bartaniya. Someone who lives in Africa cannot be called Ahle Bartaniya. Someone who comes here for 2 months, 3 months, 6 months cannot be called Ahle Bartaniya. So we create our contact with the Quran once in a while, we cannot be called Ahlul Quran. Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran. Ahle Bartaniya, the people of Britain. Ahle Africa, the people of Africa. Those who reside in Africa are called Ahle Africa. Those who reside in the UK are called Ahle Bartaniya. So those in whose hearts reside the Quran, in whose lives reside the Quran, those who are always with the Quran are called Ahlul Quran. Sahibul Quran, the companion of the Quran. The companion of the Quran. Who is a companion? He is my companion because he is with me. And if he leaves me and this person joins me, I will say he is my companion. Companion is he who remains with you. So Sahibul Quran, the companion of the Quran. Not one who occasionally, if somebody comes in contact with the Quran occasionally, he cannot be called companion. Maulana Ahmad Sahib has been with me for the past 16 years. I am in Leicester, he is with me. I am out of Leicester, he is with me. I am abroad, he is with me. So people say, he is the companion of Salim. He is my I also say, he is my companion. He can also claim that I am his companion. Companion, somebody who stays with you all the time. Hamilul Quran. The one who is carrying the Quran. If I have a handbag in my hand, I will say, I am the carrier of the handbag. And if the handbag is not in my hand, it is in somebody else's hand, I cannot say that I am the carrier of the handbag. I am only the carrier of the handbag for as long as the handbag is in my hand. As long as the Quran is in your heart, and for as long as the Quran is in your life, you are Hamilul Quran. For as long as the Quran is in your life, you are Sahibul Quran. For as long as the Quran is in your life, you are Ahlul Quran. If the Quran is out of our lives, we are not Sahibul Quran. We are not Hamilul Quran. We are not Ahlul Quran. And all the virtues mentioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam are for Ahlul Quran. They are for Sahibul Quran. They are for Hamilul Quran. So I urge all my young and very, very fortunate, very blessed, very mubarak students of Madrasa Baitul Ilm who have completed their Quran, that please remain Ahlul Quran, remain Sahibul Quran, and remain Hamilul Quran for the rest of your lives until you breathe your last, So that on the day of Qiyamah, when you are resurrected amongst the Ahlul Quran, among the Ashabul Quran, and amongst the Hamilin Quran. If you follow this humble advice of mine, then the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit from you in this world and also on the day of Qiyamah when you will intercede for them.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, Man qara al-Quran, one who reads the Quran, fastazharahu, and he memorizes the Quran. So alhamdulillah, they have read the Quran, nadira, and thereafter they have memorized the Quran. Now what is their duty? Now their duty is to make sure they don't forget the Quran. Because if the Quran is not in their heart, then they are not hamil al-Quran, they are not sahih, they have forgotten the Quran. They have been unfair with the Quran.
If I come to your house and you don't entertain me, you throw me out of your house, how will I feel? Quran has come to you through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it has entered your house. It has entered the chamber of your hearts. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It has entered the chamber of your hearts. Every person cannot become the hafiz of the Quran. There are so many people who desire to become the hafiz of the Quran, but they are unable to. I know of such great ulama, who had photographic memory, but were unable to become the hafiz of the Quran. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He honors whomsoever He desires with this gift. Quran has come to you. Quran has come, entered your hearts. And if you throw this Quran out of your heart, how will you face the Quran on the day of Qiyamah? When the Quran will be standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making a complaint against you. And this goes for all the huffaz. Many huffaz realize the error they have made by forgetting the Quran, but shaitan whispers these thoughts that, oh, you are 50 now, you are 55 now, you are 60 now, it's not possible to revise the Quran. There are people who become hafiz of the Quran at the age of 70, at the age of 80. If they can become hafiz of the Quran at the age of 70 and 80, why can you not revise the Quran at the age of 70 and 80? Have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and begin. Allah will make it easy for you. Think, my friends, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call you and me, the huffaz of the Quran, and Allah will say on the day of Qiyamah, iqra wartaqi, read, read. And elevate yourself. Iqra wartaqi. Read and elevate yourself. If we are unable to recite the Quran, this is a very, very small gathering. It cannot be even called a gathering in comparison to the gathering of the hereafter. If a hafiz was made to stand up in this gathering and he was asked to recite Suratul Ahqaf, Surah Qaf, Surah Hamim Sajda, and if he was unable to recite, how humiliated he will feel in this very, very small gathering. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to us, in front of all the Anbiya alayhimus salam, all the Sahaba, all the Awliya, everyone from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the last person, all the jinns, all the malaika, that read the Quran, and if we fail to read the Quran, how humiliated we will feel on the day of Qiyamah. One who reads the Quran, who memorizes the Quran, and thereafter he goes a step further in trying to understand the Quran. Either he becomes an alim, and he understands the Quran himself, and he makes other people understand also. So he understands the Quran himself and he makes other people understand also. Or he does not become an alim. After he becomes a hafiz, he safeguards the verses of the Quran in his heart and he sits in the company of the ulama and the mashayikh. He learns from the ulama And he worries about the tazkiyah of his heart, so he is able to practice what he has learned. And the whole deen comes in his life. So after memorizing the Quran, فَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ, he only steps into the territory of halal. And he totally stays away from the territory of haram. What will Allah grant him? أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah will grant him entry into Jannah. And not only will he be granted entry into Jannah, Allah will grant him great honor. Allah will say that go find 10 people from your family. وَشَفَّاهُ فِي أَشَرَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ, go find 10 people from your family. كُلُّهُمْ قَدْ وَجَبَتْ لَهُمُ النَّارِ, those upon whom Jahannam has become wajib. The worst Muslims of your family, go find them. Who are doomed to the fire of Jahannam. Find them and intercede on their behalf that, oh Allah, I intercede for this person, I intercede for this person. I will forgive them also and grant them entry with you without them having to go in the fire of Jahannam. So my friends, Quran is Hidayah. It was Allah's mercy. It was Allah's mercy which resulted in this Hidayah reaching us. Now if we follow this Hidayah, then the result will be Rahmah. Rahmah, Rahmah, Rahmah. We will see Rahmah. Rahmah when we wake up in the morning, Rahmah when we go to sleep at night, Rahmah during the day, Rahmah during the night, Rahmah when we are on our own, Rahmah when we are with the public, Rahmah when we are with our family, Rahmah, Rahmah, Rahmah. 2 plus 2 is definitely 4. It cannot be 5, it cannot be 6. 3 plus 3 is definitely 6. It cannot be 7, it cannot be 8. So the person who follows Hidayah, then there is only one result. Nothing but Rahmah. Rahmah, Rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ, when the Quran is recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ, listen to it carefully. So either you are reciting the Quran or somebody else is reciting the Quran. Listen to it carefully, try to understand the message. Either you are reading the tafsir of the Quran because you have the ability to do so, or you are learning from somebody who has the ability, an alim, darsi Quran. When the Quran is being recited, when the Quran is being explained, listen to it very carefully. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا, and become very silent when the Quran is being recited. Why? Because it is a source of Hidayah. And when you listen to it very carefully and thereafter you take the message in your heart and mind and you live your life according to that message, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His mercies upon you. هَذَا كِتَابَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ, this is a book which we have revealed. مُبَارَكٌ, it is full of blessings. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا, carry out the do's of this kitab and abstain from the don'ts of this kitab. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower mercies upon you. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ, O people, a maw'izah has come to you from your Rabb. And what is maw'izah? Maw'izah is that advice which very easily enters the heart and it affects the heart. So a maw'izah has come to you from your Rabb. This Quran is maw'izah. If you pay a little bit of attention, a little bit of effort and try to understand its message, it will enter your heart very easily. And it will have a profound effect on your heart. It is maw'izah. Allah has made it maw'izah. And as soon as it, if you give it the opportunity to enter your heart, if you are an alim, then study the tafasir. Try to understand the Quran. Sit in the company of those people who are ulama and who are explaining the Quran. If you give this maw'izah, an opportunity to enter your heart. It will enter your heart very easily, and it will have a profound effect, as a result of which all the illnesses of your heart will be washed away. Maw'izatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. If you give it opportunity to enter your heart, as soon as it enters your heart, the words of the Quran, the meaning of the Quran, the understanding of the Quran, it enters your heart, then it will become a means of all your spiritual illnesses being cured. And as soon as that happens, wahudan, then it becomes a guiding light for you. Now you will be able to follow each and every command of the Quran. And when you are able to do that, warahmatun, it will become a source of rahmah for you. So I am concluding now, my brothers, my sisters, my friends. We need to go from here with this message, with this belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Hadi and the Rahman al-Rahim, has sent this glorious Quran, which is a source of hidayah, which is a source of rahmah, through the Sayyidul Mursaleen, who was sent in this world as Rahmatul Lil Alameen and as Muhtad. And this glorious Quran is full of hidayah. This glorious Quran is full of rahmah. Every command of Allah is full of rahmah. Every verse of the Quran is full of rahmah. When we recite the Quran, rahmat descends. When we understand the Quran, rahmat descends. When we practice the Quran, rahmat descends. Rahmah, rahmah, rahmah. Quran is nothing but rahmah. Quran is nothing but hidayah. We need to attach ourselves to this Quran so that it becomes a source of hidayah for us as well. It is a source of hidayah, but we have to make it a source of hidayah for ourselves. So it becomes a source of hidayah for ourselves, and when it becomes a source of hidayah, and when we begin to follow that hidayah, follow that guidance, it will become a source of rahmah for us. And when it becomes a source of rahmah for us, we will benefit in this world, we will benefit at the time of death, we will benefit in the grave, we will benefit on the day of Qiyamah, we will benefit on the Pul Sirat. And as a result of we acquiring this rahmah, people around us will benefit in this world. People around us will benefit at the time of death. People will benefit because of us in the grave. People will benefit because of us on the day of Qiyamah. And people will benefit because of us on the Pul Sirat. And so many people will be granted entry into Jannah because of us, because we will become the source of mercy for them. In this very world, millions of people will be guided. Hundreds of thousands of people will be guided. Thousands of people will be guided because of this rahmah that we have. So I urge all of you, the graduating students of Madrasa Baytul Ilm and my other Huffaz brothers, sisters, and everybody sitting in this gathering, let us connect ourselves to this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has come to us as a source of hidayah and a source of rahmah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Those of you who are attending, who are musallis of this masjid, I'm sure Dars-e-Quran takes place here also. I am urging everybody, wherever I am going, for many years, that each and every Muslim needs to find authentic platform from where he is able or she is able to understand the glorious book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent this kitab only for recitation and acquiring rewards. Yes, we should recite the Quran and acquire rewards. But Allah has not sent it only to recite the Quran and acquire rewards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has primarily sent it for guidance. And we will only be able to acquire guidance if we understand the Quran. And we in Leicester are very fortunate that Alhamdulillah, as far as my limited knowledge is concerned, because my lifestyle is home academy, home academy, home academy. But I know that every masjid in Leicester imparts, the imam of every masjid imparts dars of the Quran. So wherever you feel comfortable, wherever you feel inclined, whichever suits your lifestyle, your timetable, as long as the alim is from the ulama-i haqqa, his aqidah is correct, and he is following the correct manhaj of our elders, then at least once a week, please, take out time for one lesson from the Quran. And nowadays I am telling friends that we are very busy, or rather lazy. So because of our busy schedule, or because we are lazy, 1 hour is too much for me, 3/4 of an hour is too much for me. Then I am telling them that okay, once a week, find an alim who is imparting Darsi Quran, let him carry on speaking for 45 minutes or 1 hour or 30 minutes. You take out 10 minutes slot and sit in that gathering. Just 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then walk away. But please participate. And those masajid where Darsi Quran is not taking place, I encourage, because many brothers have come from outside Leicester also, that please, try to encourage somebody in your masjid amicably with the consultation with the committee members, the a'imma, and begin Darsi Quran. We need to connect ourselves to the Quran and the ahadith. These are the source of hidayah. Without the source of hidayah, how can we acquire the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما آتيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا مقبولا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمالنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك اللهم
إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اهدنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم ثبتنا على صراطك المستقيم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما. عفو و عافیت کا فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما. حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین امن و امان کا معاملہ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہم گنہگار ہیں, ہم خطا کار ہیں, ہم سیاہ کار ہیں, گناہوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں. اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں اپنے گناہوں کا اعتراف ہے. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے, ہمیں معاف فرما دے, ہمیں معاف فرما دے. چھوٹے بڑے ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین خطاً عمدن کیے ہوئے ہر قسم کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین ہمارے گناہ حد سے بڑھ گئے ہیں. الہ العالمین ہمیں اس کا اعتراف ہے کہ ہمارے گناہوں کی وجہ ہی سے الہ العالمین پوری دنیا میں افراتفری ہے. اے ارحم الراحمین تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے, ہمیں معاف فرما دے. ہمیں الہ العالمین ہدایت قبول کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین اپنے آپ کو قرآن سے, احادیث سے, شریعت سے, علماء سے وابستہ کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں الہ العالمین صراط مستقیم پر چلنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین رحمتوں اور برکات کے نزول کا ہمیں ذریعہ بنا دے. اے ارحم الراحمین فضل کا معاملہ فرما, فضل کا معاملہ فرما, فضل کا معاملہ فرما. الہ العالمین رحمتوں کے دروازے کھول دے, برکتوں کے دروازے کھول دے, عافیتوں کے دروازے کھول دے. الہ العالمین سلامتی کے دروازے کھول دے, امن عام کے دروازے کھول دے. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین تیرے بندے الہ العالمین بہت پریشان ہے. الہ العالمین وہ اپنے اپنے اپنا اپنے کیے ہوئے کو بھگت رہے ہیں. اے رب الرحیم ان پر رحم فرما دے, ان پر رحم فرما دے, انہیں ہدایت عطا فرما دے, انہیں ہدایت عطا فرما دے, انہیں ہدایت عطا فرما دے. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین برکت رحمت نازل فرما. الہ العالمین امن کو عام فرما, سلامتی کو عام فرما, رحمتوں کو عام فرما, برکتوں کو عام فرما. الہ العالمین ہدایت کو عام فرما, ہدایت کو عام فرما, ہدایت کو عام فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں اپنی مرضیات پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, نامرضیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین اپنی محبت اپنا عشق نصیب فرما, اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت تعلق نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین آپ کی سنتوں کو سمجھنے کی, ان پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین مرتے دم تک اسلام پر ثابت قدمی نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین جس وقت ہمارا آخری سانس نکل رہا ہو ہمیں کلمہ نصیب فرما, کلمے والی موت نصیب فرما, کلمے والی موت نصیب فرما, تیری رضا والی موت نصیب فرما, حرمین شریفین والی موت نصیب فرما, آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما. الہ العالمین تیری ناراضگی سے ہم سب کو بچا لے, الہ العالمین ناراضگی سے ہم سب کو بچا لے, الہ العالمین تیرے غصے سے ہم سب کو بچا لے, تیری پکڑ سے ہم سب کو بچا لے. اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سے راضی ہو جا, ہم سے راضی ہو جا, الہ العالمین ہم سے راضی ہو جا, تجھے راضی کرنے والے کاموں کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین مدرسہ بیت العلم کے جن طلبہ اور جن طالبات نے آج قرآن مجید کی تکمیل کی ہے, الہ العالمین انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما. الہ العالمین مرتے دم تک انہیں قرآن مجید کو محفوظ رکھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ان کے سینوں کو تو نے الفاظ قرآن سے منور کیا ہے, الہ العالمین ان کے سینوں کو علوم و معارف سے بھی منور فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما, انہیں امت کی ہدایت کے لیے قبول فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین انہیں علم و عمل سے آراستہ فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں دین کی خدمت کی لگن نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین انہیں صالحیت عطا فرما, صلاحیت عطا فرما, قابلیت عطا فرما, مقبولیت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں ان کے ماں باپ کے لیے, ان کے خاندان کے لیے, ان کے اساتذہ کے لیے, مدرسہ کے منتظمین کے لیے, الہ العالمین جن جن لوگوں نے ان کے پیچھے محنتیں کی ہیں ان کے لیے, ہم سب کے لیے, پوری امت کے لیے, الہ العالمین ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا, صدقہ جاریہ بنا, نجات کا ذریعہ بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین شیطان اور نفس کے مقاید سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین دنیا کی رنگ ریلیوں سے ان کی حفاظت فرما, دنیا کی چمک دمک سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین انہیں علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما, انہیں اولیاء امت میں شامل فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما, یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما. الہ العالمین اس مدرسے میں ہر قسم کی خیر و برکت پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین یہاں جتنے کام ہو رہے ہیں سب کو قبول فرما. الہ العالمین بزرگان دین اکابر کے منہج پر ثابت قدمی کے ساتھ جمع رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, شرور فتن سے الہ العالمین اس ادارے کو, ادارے میں کام کرنے والوں کو محفوظ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ان کے اتفاق میں برکت پیدا فرما, ان کے خلوص میں برکت پیدا فرما, ان کی محنتوں میں برکت پیدا فرما, ان کے علوم میں فیوز میں برکت پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین اس کو بہت آباد فرما, اس کو بہت آباد فرما, اس کو بہت آباد فرما. الہ العالمین علم و عمل کے پورے عالم میں عام ہونے کا اسے ذریعہ بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین ظاہری باطنی دونوں علوم کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اس کے آگے کے جتنے منصوبے ہیں ان سب میں کامیابی نصیب فرما, رہنمائی فرما, مدد فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین یہاں آنے والوں میں سے کسی کو محروم نہ فرما. الہ العالمین برکتوں سے مالا مال فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین پورے لیسٹر میں جتنی مساجد ہیں, جتنے مدارس ہیں, جتنی اسلامک سکولیں ہیں, جتنے دین کے کام ہو رہے ہیں, الہ العالمین سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما. الہ العالمین سب کو ہدایت کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین مسلمانوں کو آپس میں ایک اور نیک بنا دے. الہ العالمین مسلمانوں کو ایک اور نیک بنا دے, شیر و شکر بنا دے. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین مسلمانہ نے عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما, مسلمانہ نے عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما, مسلمانہ نے عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما, انہیں ہدایت عطا فرما, ممالک اسلامیہ کی صورت حال کو درست کر دے. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین انہیں اچھے حکمران نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین قتل و غارت سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین امن کی چادر ممالک اسلامیہ پر پھیلا دے. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین لطف و کرم کا معاملہ فرما, لطف و کرم کا معاملہ فرما, آپس کی نفرتوں کو ختم فرما. الہ العالمین بغض کو ختم فرما, حسد کو ختم فرما, کینے کو ختم فرما. الہ العالمین آپس کے انتشار کو ختم فرما. الہ العالمین سب کو شیر و شکر بنا دے. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین جن جن جو جتنے لوگ یہاں بیٹھے ہوئے, الہ العالمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہیں, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, دوست احباب, حاضرین مجلس, شرکائے مجلس, پوری امت, سبھی کے تمام جائز نیک مقاصد کو پورا فرما. الہ العالمین جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما.
جو بیمار ہے انہیں شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما, ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما, جو پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, جو مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما, جو قرضوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں انہیں قرضوں سے سبکدوش فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین. جو مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں انہیں باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما, جو رزق کی تنگی میں مبتلا ہے انہیں وسعت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, جو بے گھر ہیں یا جن کے اپنے گھر نہیں ہیں انہیں وسعت والی مکانات نصیب فرما. دنیاوی اخروی ہر حاجت پوری فرما, دنیاوی اخروی ہر خیر نصیب فرما, دنیاوی اخروی ہر شر سے محفوظ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین. پورے عالم میں دین کی جتنی محنتیں جس جس لائن سے ہو رہی ہے الہ العالمین سب کو قبول فرما. الہ العالمین, ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ میں سے جو جو زندہ ہیں ان کی عمروں میں برکت پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین, ان کے فیوز میں, اور الہ العالمین ان کے علوم میں, اور الہ العالمین ان کے خلوص میں, اور الہ العالمین ان کی محنتوں میں اور برکتیں پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں ان کے فیوز کو عام فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں ان کی دعاؤں کا مورد بنا, ہمیں ان کی توجہات کا مورد بنا. اور یہ ارحم الراحمین جو دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں انہیں الہ العالمین اپنی بارگاہ میں رفع درجات نصیب فرما, اپنی جوار رحمت میں انہیں جگہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما, جن شرور سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان تمام شرور سے پناہ عطا فرما, جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما. محض اپنے لطف و کرم سے, اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے توفیل سے ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.